This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast will be a blessing to you today. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you for this opportunity to be here on the radio, Lord, with the listeners. I pray you'd bless them, have your will and your way. Lord, during this time, during this broadcast, Lord, let the word of God go out and find good ground and accomplish that whereunto you please. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, I'd like to make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. We'd like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria, all the mission work in those countries, as well as the Ukraine. Just ask you to continue to pray for each and every one of the missionaries. We'd greatly appreciate that. I'd like to also mention this. We'd love to have you to come and be with us at a camp meeting here at Brookside Baptist Church in Bristol, Tennessee, starting on the 25th of this month of March through the 29th. Have two services a day, one at 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock at night. Love for you to come and be with us in any of all of these meetings. We just looking for a good time in the Lord. Trust he'll meet with us, feed his youngins, and that's what we're looking for. And just to come, and as the old song says, more and more about Jesus. That's what we need, and that's what we're desiring. So we'd like to invite you to come and be with us once again the 25th through the 29th of March to Brookside Baptist Church. And I'll go ahead and give you our mailing addresses this week. If you'd like to write us, we'd greatly appreciate it. You write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust you'll enjoy the message. I sit back here this morning, I've been reading this, and I want to talk to you a little bit on Matthew chapter 24, just the first few verses. The Bible said, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. Amen. Jesus saith unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to read any more of this. I just want to look at the latter part of verse 4, where he said, take heed that no man deceive you. And that's been on my mind and on my heart all day long. Take heed that no man deceive you. And I'm going to talk to you about some. I mean, I've been thinking about this in a little bit different way all day long. And I want you youngins to look up here and listen to me for a few minutes. They're trying to... And I don't mean everybody, but they're trying to deceive you. Yes, sir. This world is trying to deceive you. And I want to talk to you about how easy it is to be deceived. I've been looking at this thing, and I went back to the book of Genesis over there, and I was reading through Genesis chapter 5 and some of the genealogy of all of that stuff. And I noticed in one place there, it talked about that after Abel had died and Cain was of the wicked one. And it said that they had another child and named him Seth. And then Seth had a child and they named him Enos. And at that point, men begin to call on God. Amen. And it looks like things are picking up when man begins to call on God. But then just a few generations go by. Now listen to me. Just a few generations go by
And you've got a man down there named Enoch, and he's prophesying, and we know that he's prophesying. And what I got to looking at this, we know that if we come over in chapter 6, we know that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they took them wives of all they chose. But that wasn't just in Noah's day. We understand that because Enoch prophesied of them over in the book of Jude. They were in his day. And I mean, you know, Enoch talked about that crowd. The Bible said Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these. And he's telling about that crowd that was in his day. And so there's generations that's went on that those sons of God saw the daughters of men and they took wives of all they chose. Now, I mean, there's a couple interesting things that have just never really registered in my mind until today, and I want to share them with you. I'm talking about being deceived tonight. I got to thinking about this. Now, Enoch, you know this, Bible said he walked with God. And then Enoch had a son, Methuselah. Methuselah had a son, Lamech. Lamech had a son, Noah. You understand those things. You understand how that goes. But anyway, I got to looking at some things over there. The Bible said by faith Abel. Then it come down there and said by faith Enoch. Then it said by faith Noah. Amen. Now what I'm trying to say is, where's the rest of that crowd? I don't know that Methuselah had faith. I don't know that Lamech had faith. And I noticed some writings in this. Now, I'm not saying they're in hell. They might be. But I noticed something in that scripture that was strange when I read it today. It said that Lamech was 595 years old. He lived 595 years from Noah's birth. When Noah was 500 years old, he got instructions from the Lord to build that ark. Now, it said that he lived 595 years from Noah's birth and had sons and daughters. I won't leave the part of it out. But it said he had sons and daughters. Then it said over in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith Noah, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. So when Lamech died, when the flood came in the 600th year, so about 5 years before the flood come, Lamech died. Now that's what I want to talk to you about. Where's Noah's siblings? Where's his brothers and sisters? Noah saw his brothers and sisters. I don't know if he saw them, but he knew they died in the flood. I want to talk to you about being deceived. Now here's the thing. Enoch, his grandfather preached and told him, God is going to come and destroy this thing. Read the book of Jude. He said he's going to come. He's going to come and destroy this. But they did not believe it. Somehow there was a great power on the earth at that time. There's a deception on the earth at that time. And I believe it's here now. I'll tell you how much of a deception there was in that. Now you'd think, and I'll get off of this here in a few minutes, but you'd think that if there's a man named Noah and he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their four wives got on an ark, and God destroyed this thing with a flood. That once you got off of that ark and the Bible told him, he said, you go multiply and replenish the earth. That, I mean, that's a pretty important message. I mean, you need some way to get to God. Amen. But Noah's grandson, Nimrod, and it is his grandson. How long did it take to get away from God again? One generation. And all of them people, all of Noah's descendants. See, I got to thinking about this because Gabriel asked me a question Sunday morning, whenever it was. He asked me a question about the Indians, where did they come from and did they go to hell? I mean, you know, so these kids come up with some good questions. They get me thinking sometimes. But he asked me that. Before the white man got here, and pushed them out. He said, what about them? Where did they come from? Well, I kind of knew where they come from. I'll get to that in a few minutes. But anyway, what happened? I want you to understand this. Everybody come after the flood from Noah's family. And so anyway, Nimrod was there. They decide they're going to build the Tower of Babel. They're going to build their way to the heavens. And I mean, they've done departed. They've done been deceived to get to God some other way. Now, let me say this real quickly. There's already been a prophecy over in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 that speaks of how it's going to be taken care of. He said he'll bruise his head by his heels. And I mean, it speaks of the cross, and they've already departed from the cross. I mean, the Lamb has already been slain from the foundation of the world. By faith, Abel offered up a more excellent sacrifice than that of Cain. They've left that and began working their way in. You can't work your way in. It's by the blood of Jesus, or you're going to hell. And I believe that most of this crowd back yonder went to hell. In fact, I can't find but a few people that had faith. Abel, Enoch, I found Noah, Abraham, and the rest of them, I'm not sure, had any faith. Lord God, and I want to talk to these youngins about being deceived, because there's deception taking place. But let me get back to where I was. Here it happened, and God said, all right, I'm gonna confuse this thing and give them all these different languages. And at that point, God done that, and they dispersed different ways. Ham went down to Africa. Japheth, he went up Ukraine, Russia way. And Shem was a Sinemite. He stayed there. He stayed in that region. It's Arabian Hebrew speaking. That's where that come from. That's where God dealt with it. But anyway, to get to his answer, I mean, those Indians come out of those Siberian, that way down into here. That's where they come from, around here. But I want to say something about those Indians. They all had already departed the ways of God. They went to hell. If they didn't get saved by the grace of God, they went up there and they went to hell. There's more going to hell than you think they are. Hey, if you're saved here tonight, or if you're at least in a place where you can hear the truth and the Word of God, you ought to be thankful. If you've ever heard the name of Jesus and heard of a place called Golgotha and heard of an old rugged cross and heard about an empty tomb and somebody prayed over you, you ought to thank God, because the world ain't that way. Mizraim, Noah's other grandson, that's where they went down into, that's where Egypt is. That's where that come from. The Egyptians, well, they served every god there was, but they didn't know nothing about Jesus. In fact, there's a scripture over there that says, and they knew not Joseph. Back then, Joseph was the type of Jesus. They didn't know. But then God done a work there. Out of Shem, few generations down the road. I don't know that any of them knew God. But God spoke to the next man over in Hebrews chapter 11 by faith, Abraham. Amen. When he was called out of the Ur of Chaldees, obeyed, and he left and went out. He left out of that ungodly place. He left out of there. He left that ungodly place. Now, here's what I want to ask you real quickly. I was talking to Stephanie about this yesterday. I got to thinking, I can't find anybody else over there in Abraham's day. Can you tell me anybody else that believed? There's one king that God spoke to and told him, if you don't leave his wife alone. But, I mean, I've been thinking about it. Maybe I'm wrong. But is there faith anywhere else? Lot, he's a righteous man. He had enough faith to go out with Abraham. Rest of that crowd say, hey, let me say even this. When Abraham sent for a bride for Isaac, sent him back to Laban, and his over there worshiping idols. He didn't have no faith in God, his worshiping idols. When Jacob went and got his two brides, come out, and one of those stole the idols of her families. Boy, I'm thinking about this. Good God, I'm glad I'm living in a day when you're talking about the grace of God. When I'm finding out most of this crowd's in hell. If you don't know what hell is, you ought to read this Bible a little bit. It's a place where the worm dieth not. It's where a place where, I mean, you're tormented. I mean, for all eternity. It's a place, I mean, Lord God, of fire and brimstone and gnashing and weeping and wailing. And I mean, all of it. My God, it's eternal separation from God. It's an awful place. Never to have no hope. I mean, I got to read this. I just casually read through Hebrews chapter 11 before, and I thought, boy, there's a lot of great cloud of witnesses. Back yonder, there wasn't many witnesses. And the ones that there was witnessing and talking about it, there wasn't too many people believing. Enoch prophesied, and Noah got a hold of a little bit of something, God, enough that God would speak to him. And then the Bible said, and Noah walked with God. Let me tell you something. You better get a hold of something where you can walk with God. See, there's all kinds of deception going on. I mean, what kind of deception would it be? I mean, if Noah was there and you took your grand youngins and set them on your lap and told them about a flood that come when God destroyed millions of people, ungodliness, and you set them down and you said, now I walked with God. I got through it. I walked with God. I listened to him. He told me to prepare an ark for the saving of my house. I've done what God told me to do. You set them on your lap. What kind of deception is there that they'd depart? Shem, Ham, and Japheth was there. They set their young. I don't know if they did or if they just let it slide and let everything else come in. I don't know if everything else got more important than telling your youngins about heaven, about hell, about the Lord. I mean, about salvation. I mean, my God, but I can't imagine that they're on that ark and did not tell their youngins about it. But somehow, they said, we're going to get to God a different way. There is salvation in no other name. None. Oh, Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm scared. Let me tell you just a few little things that's got me stirred up. You've been hearing all this, and I've never been on TikTok. I don't know what it is, but you better stay away from some of that stuff. And I'm not, like I said, I ain't never been on it, so I can't tell you much about it. But I can tell you about two of the men that fund it. Two of the men, they own about 20% of that company. They are part of the Communist Chinese Party. And they're finding most of this stuff that you get in your TikTok algorithms and all of that stuff. And here's the funny thing about them two men. Now, don't get mad at me because I'm going to say a few things. But there's a man in the 1950s, a Russian, the leader over there, said, we'll take over America and not fire a shot. Now, I can't say his name. I'm not even going to try to say his name. But that's what he said. And I really don't even think it's going to be Russia that does that. I believe it's China that done it. In the 1760s, the British done that to China. When they couldn't defeat them militarily, they just sent opioids into the country and they destroyed that country that way. And that's exactly what they're doing to us. They're sending things in here to destroy us without firing a shot. And you young people are the ones that they're trying to deceive right now. Now, these two men, now let me say, I'm going to talk to you about what these two men don't believe and they believe. They do not believe in the LGBTQ. They have nothing to do with that. But they're pumping it in over here. They're pumping it in on the things that you receive. They're doing that to destroy you spiritually, morally, and everything else. But they make it look all right, and you're a bigot if you say anything about it. Now they're funding billions of dollars in these things. Let me talk to you about the fentanyl that's coming in. Do you know that China, we're blaming China and they are behind it. But they are not sending the fentanyl in here. They're sending the ingredients that make fentanyl. They're sending it to Mexico because they don't want it among their own people. but they're sending the ingredients to make down in Mexico and giving the cartel the presses to make the pills to make it look like everything else, the other pills, and they're making it down there and sending it up here just like the British done them in the 1760s. They're trying to deceive you, and I'm trying to tell you, I mean, my God, you better be careful. Take heed that you be not deceived. You're to get off of some of that junk and pick up this old Bible. Put your phone down, turn your television off, turn your computer off, and pick up this old Bible and read it a while. See, everybody that says, Lord, Lord, shall not enter in. Nimrod said, I'm going to get to God, but he didn't do it. Hey, the Indians, they talk to the spirits. I mean, my God, there's all kinds of stuff in this whole world, but you need Jesus. I need Jesus. You ought to thank God if you're saved here. They won't let Jesus in most of these countries. Hey, I should have brought it out here. I'd have read it to you. You youngins ought to be thankful. You know, you're just like me. You're spoiled. So you don't know my situation. I'd like to take you and show you some situations. I got a letter in there. I'll bring it out here Sunday, read it to you. Come from Brother Nathan. And I got him on my heart the other day, and I sent him a text. And I said, Brother, we're getting ready to send some more stuff over there. But I'd like to know, is there something you need? I mean, is there something you want? Whatever it is. He said, look, he said, the greatest blessing, he said, when you send them diapers, he said, them kids, they don't never get anything. He said, but just a little candy would be nice. God, that broke my heart. You know how spoiled we are? Go over and get it. Go to the house and get it. You walk into church, walk up to the and get it. He said, just a little toy, a little ball, a little doll. Just something small. He said they don't even celebrate their birthday over there because they don't get nothing no way. Now how spoiled are we? We don't throw our little fits. We don't get in our way. They don't even know what a way is. They're thankful to go in once, maybe twice a day into a little village mud hut or a little block building that they built. They've upgraded a little bit, gospel, and sit down. And somebody fill a little bowl full of a little bit of soup up for them. Or maybe a little rice and some bread. And they're thankful. But he said, take heed that you be not deceived. See, there's all kinds of things they're pumping. And I know how it is. See, I'll have to repent here. Every now and then I look on Facebook at some things different. And I notice most time I'm on there looking at something like fishing. Or hunting, I watched a few videos, and I noticed this. If I look at something, the more I look at it, the more it pops up. They know everything about you. They know what you like and what you don't like. And that's how they're going to deceive you. They're going to put their programming in it. They're going to program you to believe what they want you to believe. They've separated this country. This country is separated. And I'll say this, I've been looking into some different things. I don't think we're going to go into that type of war where it's guns and nukes and all that. I've been reading, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist so much, but I'm scared. We got 133,000 Chinese that's come across our southern border. Amen. Most of them, or not most of them, but several of them, they say have got suitcase nukes is what they call them. And they're not going after you. They've been told what they're going after. They're going after the power grid. They say they can knock the power out in America for a year. That would kill most right there. That would take millions and millions and millions. Say, how would it do that? Well, shut the power off at the hospital for a little while. And everybody that's dependent on all these medical devices. I mean, I'm up here with a battery in me right now. I don't know what kind of confusion that would do to that stuff. They're going to do it without firing a shot. But see, we've been deceived. All of that crowd up in the White House, every one of them, right, left, red, blue, I don't care what color they are, they're crooked. You've got one that's not. And thank God somebody told me about him. He said, be not deceived. If they say I'm over here, go not. If they say, I'm over here, don't go over there. I find out that's what the devil done. He runs everybody to and fro. And they can't sit down for just a few minutes and pick up this Bible and find out what God is doing. I mean, we're in some scary times. And he said that's the sign of the end, deception. Now, if the deception was that bad back yonder, how bad do you think it is now? I mean, all they had back yonder was the Word of God. God spoke to them. And then all of a sudden, they introduced Nimrod. So we're going to do it this way. And the whole world started seeking after other spirits. And you know what the devil done? He provided other spirits. Every opportunity that the devil has, he'll appear unto you as an angel of light. He'll give you false hope. You better stay in this book. Throw the rest of them away. I like what Brother Ralph said when he went overseas. He said, I want the right word and the right spirit and the right love. I want what God's got.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.